Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Meiser Sheni, Perek Gimel Mishnah Tes. As we have already discussed, you cannot redeem Tohar Dika Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim. You're on your way to Yerushalayim, you're outside of Yerushalayim, you can transfer the Kedusha of the Peres onto the money. Once you're in Yerushalayim, you have to eat those Meiser Sheni Peres. And if you remember the Lashon, once you come into Yerushalayim, Kol Tuhu Mechitzleis Chazal say. Can I take it outside of Yerushalayim and redeem them? No. You can't even take it out with the Kavana to bring it back in afterwards. However, Meiser Sheni that became Tomei could be redeemed in Yerushalayim. The Shaila is, what about Meiser Sheni that became Tomei and therefore I redeemed it? I took the Kedusha off the Meiser Sheni onto the money. What happens to these payers now? Can I take them out of Yerushalayim? Or do those payers also, the redeemed Tamadika payers, do they also have to stay in Yerushalayim? Let's see our Mishnah. Once again, Masechtas Meiser Sheni, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Tes. Meiser Sheni shenichnas li Yerushalayim, Meiser Sheni that came into Yerushalayim, v'nitma, and it became Tame. Zak, the Mishnah. Bein shenitma, whether it became Tame, be'av ha-tuma. Av ha-tuma is a very high level of Tuma. And Avatoma is mitame, a person, kalim, also food and drink. Examples of an Avatoma would be a dead sheretz, nevela. Bein shenitma, whether it became tame, because it came into contact, bivlad hatoma. Now, normally when we say vlad hatoma, it means when Avatoma touches something, and that becomes a rishon l'tuma. In the case of our Mishnah, vlad hatoma means that it's only tame midrabbanan. When we say avatuma, we mean it became tamei min ha-toyre. When we say vladatuma over here, we mean it became tamei min ha-rabbanan. Maybe when we finish the Mishnah, we'll touch a little bit on how it would be a deraisa, how it would be a derabbanan. But for now, to understand pshat of the Mishnah, that's all you have to know. Once again, Meiser Sheni shenichnas li Yerushalayim. The Meiser Sheni came into Yerushalayim, v'nitma became tamei. Bein shenitma, whether it became tamei by touching be'avatuma, which would make it tamei min ha-toyre. Bein shenitma, whether it became tamei by coming into contact bivladatuma. In this particular case, it's only Tamei Midrabanan. Bein Bifnim, whether it became Tamei when it was inside Yerushalayim. Bein, or whether it became Tamei Bechutz, when it was outside of Yerushalayim. That's where it became Tamei Bivlad HaTum, outside of Yerushalayim, and it was brought in. Beis Shammai Oimrim, the Beis Shammai say, Yepada V'yayachal HaKol. You can redeem the entire Meiser Sheni, and it all can be eaten Bifnim inside of Yerushalayim. Even though after I redeem it, l'chor, it has no kiddusha, why should I have to davke eat it in Yerushalayim? The Bishami are scared. People will see you take out the payers. They're going to say, oh, you're allowed to take out payers of Meiser Sheni? They won't realize that it became tummy and you redeemed it. You have the same problem. You're redeeming it. Maybe they'll say, oh, you can redeem Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim? So the Batanur explains, ein koy l'padui. I go into my office, I go into my hotel room, and I sit down, and I say, okay, I want the Kedusha to go off the payrus onto these coins. Who sees that? No one's talking about it. But to carry the payrus out of Yerushalayim, people are going to notice. What's the exception to the rule, say the Bishamai? Chutz, except, meshenitma ba'avatoma b'chutz. If you have Meister Sheni, that became Tamei with an avatoma on the outside. It became Tamei Minatoyre, and it was Tomei outside and brought in already Tomei. That's how it was brought into Yerushalayim. Here you can redeem it, and you can take it outside of Yerushalayim and eat it over there. In other words, if this came into Yerushalayim, having become Tomei through an Avatoma, the Mechitzais never took hold of it. Yeah, but people don't know that. I thought the whole problem is they'll see you taking Meiser Sheni outside. They were very sensitive when it came to Tuma and Tahara. If something became Tomei, with an avatum on the outside, and it was Meiser Sheni, people knew about it. That's how it was. If it became tummy only with a vladatum outside, people didn't know about it. Ubeisilim, the Beisil say hakel, the entire Meiser Sheni that became tummy. Yepad, you can redeem it. V'yayachal and eat it bachutz, you can always take it out. Chutz, the only time I'll tell you can't take it out is memeshenitme. If you have Meiser Sheni that became tummy because it came into contact bivlad hatoma bifnim. In other words, it came in tahar. And even inside Yerushalayim, it only touched something which would make a tamei midrabanan. then I don't want you to take it out, even after you redeem it, but you have to eat it on the inside. So to put it all in one sentence, the Beis Shammai say, Maaser Sheni that becomes Tameh inside Yerushalayim, and sometimes even outside of Yerushalayim when you brought it in, I don't want you taking it out, even after you redeem it. The only time I'll let you take it out is if it became tummy with an av hatumah outside before it came in. And the Basil say you can always take it out. You can always take out Maaser Sheni that became tummy unless it was brought in tar. The only time you can't take it out is if it was brought in tar and it only became tummy with a vlad hatumah on the inside. Okay, let's talk just for a mashu. Hopefully we'll be learning Masechtas Taharis Bezer Hashem Yisbarach. But when would it be Tamei min ha-Torah? When would it be Tamei mid-Rabbanon? If I have an avatumah that touches something else, that becomes a Rishon L'tumah. That Rishon L'tumah, which is called a Vladatumah, something that became Tamei from an Av ha-Tumah, is called a Vladatumah. But that can only be Metamei Oichlin u-Mashkin. An avatumah can be Metamei Oichlin, Mashkin, Odom, and Kelim. A Rishon L'tumah can only be Metame Oichlin U'Mashkin. It cannot be Metame Adam and Kelim. What's an Avatumah? A Nevela, an animal that died without Shechita. The 8 Shrotzim that the Torah enumerates that died. Now, we're going to learn there are Avatumahs that are Avatumahs min HaTorah and Avatumahs that are Avatumahs Midrabanan. The same is true with Vladatumahs. One example of a Vladatumah that's Midrabanan is, let's say I have a keli that came into contact with a mashka, with a liquid that was tummy, even though the liquid itself is only a Rishon L'tumah. That should not be metame keli min ha-Torah, but the Rabbanan said that a liquid that is tummy, even if it's a vlad ha-tumah, if it touches a keli, the keli could become tummy. So when our Mishnah says the Maaser Sheni became tummy with a vlad ha-tumah, we mean that that's how it became tummy. If you look at the last words of the Batanura in the Mishnah, Kagan, for example, Shenaga bekelim, the peiros touched kelim, shenitnu they became tamei b'mashkin, becoming into contact with a mashkin that was a vlad ha-tumah. Min ha-Torah, these kelim shouldn't be tamei at all, because a vlad ha-tumah can only be metama oichlin u-mashkin, not kelim. But the keli that touches a mashka does become tamei midrabanan. And those kelim touch the Maaser Sheni. That's what we mean over here by vlad ha-tumah, the type of vlad ha-tumah that is midrabanan. And when we say av ha-tumah in our Mishnah, we mean the type of av ha-tumah that is min ha-Torah.